There are two mitzvahs that are related to each other, which I chose, and just happens to be that with Hilchos Shabbos. In the Sedra is hinted to the mitzvah of eating three sudas on Shabbos. We learn from the Mon, Ichlu Hayom, Ki Shabbos Hayom Lashem, Hayom Lo Simtzu Basodeh. So three times it says Hayom, we learn you have to eat three meals on Shabbos. And the second one is Lechem Mishnah. And in those three meals you have to have Lechem Mishnah, because Liktu Mishlecha Lechem Mishnah, right, Shnei HaOmer Lechad, that they gathered two portions of Mon on Friday, so the Zecher that, we eat Lechem Mishnah at the Suda Shabbos to remember the two portions of the Mon. We'll see, if we get onto it, maybe that's not exactly what it is, but okay. So we're going to discuss Halacha and a little bit of Agada and these two mitzvahs. The mitzvah of eating three Sudas on Shabbos, some hold that the mitzvah is a mitzvah min HaTorah, that is the Sefer HaCharedim and the Levush, and the Maril, the Prima Gaon, the Yerabba, hold that it's only the Rabbanim. The mitzvah of Suda Shabbos only the Rabbanim. Women are also chayef to eat three Sudas on Shabbos, even though it's a mitzvah of Teshat Man Grama, just like all the mitzvahs of Shabbos. Whoever is chayev in Shomer is chayev in Zohar. If you have the negative part of Shabbos, you have the positive side. This is one of the positive sides of Shabbos. Therefore, a woman also has to eat three Sudas. Lechatchila to be Yotzi, Sudas Shabbos, you have to eat a little bit more than a kebeya of bread in order that you should be full. Right? So that's called a Suda. Right? Just eating kezayis isn't, right? Also, it's chashuv. It's more chashuv than Magen Avraham says. It's chashivas of the suda. Eating a kezayis is not a chashuv of the suda. Okay, and also that lechatchila you can bench on a kedeya, because the fact that we bench even on a kezayis is like a bedieved. Lechatchila for rabbanim on the sakin kedeya, that's lechol adayis. Kezayis only according to one day, and even though we pass them like that, but it's not lechatchila according to all the days that you can bench on a kezayis. So for all those reasons, lechatchila, to be Yosei Suda Shabbos, you should eat a little bit more than a kebeya. However, b'di'evet, if you can't eat more than a kebeya, you don't feel like eating so much bread. If you ate kezayis, you Yosei the mitzvah of Suda. And there's also an inyan to eat the kezayis or the kebeya b'chtei achilas pras. Just like eat matzah. Or at least within 9 minutes, you should eat bread that's in much of it's a kezayis or a kebeya, and you should try to do that right away in the beginning of the meal. Because when you get the motzi, you should eat that plus enough to at least have a kezayis or preferably a kebeya that you eat within 2 minutes lechatchila, and at least in this 9 minutes will be okay too without a hefsek. However, the minig ha'olam is not to do that necessarily, even though the Mishnah says you should try to do that. The minig ha'olam is to be somach on the fact that as long as you eat a kezayis of bread throughout the meal and you're not mafsik without eating, in other words, you're eating normal, even if you're talking in the middle or whatever, but you're mitzvahic with all different kinds of food, then that's also called a tziruf, and that's enough to be called a suda. Okay, they bring down that it's a mitzvah to eat fish at every Shabbos meal also, and to eat meat, if you like meat or whatever. Okay. Now, the three meals are at night, in the morning, and after mincha in the afternoon. And if you didn't eat a suda Friday night, you're sick Friday night. Then you should eat three meals in the daytime. One in the morning, one in the early afternoon, and one in the later afternoon. Okay, now, lechatchila, you should daven mincha before you eat shalosh shodas. But it's not ma'akev, and if you ate shalosh shodas in the time after zman ha-mincha, that's a half an hour, shal zmanios, after chatzos, then that's also fine, even if you didn't daven mincha. And the d'eved, and sometimes we do this because there's no other etzah, you can eat shalosh shodas in the morning too. Eat three meals, that's a called, and either split your morning meal into two, or eat a meal before chatzos, two meals before chatzos, and what's it called, you yotze with that also, but that's not lechatchila, that's only b'shat zadchak, like Erev Pesach, Shechol Yos, the Shabbos, right, where we make the suda early, because there's nothing else you can eat after the zman of what's it called, Isser Chametz. can't eat matzah, you can't eat chametz, so you can't really have a meal. So in order to be able to wash, you have to make two meals in the morning. Okay, you don't make a bracha on the mitzvah of Gimel Sudas. The Das Torah of Chaim says the reason, one reason is, because you're not necessarily chayav. Let's say you're overly full, or you have a stomach ache, and eating will make you sick. You don't have to eat a meal. The whole purpose of eating these three meals is only Shabbos. But it's ridiculous to say, well, I'll suffer through it and force myself to eat, even though I'm going to throw this up to be yotzei the mitzvah through the Shabbos. That's not only Shabbos. So you're parted from eating if it's not an only for you. Manela, you can't make a bracha on something that you don't have to do necessarily. Others say that, what's it called, reason you don't make a bracha is because a mitzvah that each part is not a mitzvah by itself. It's only a mitzvah together, right? Then, so a mitzvah that has many parts to it, and you're not yotzei to give all the parts, so that mitzvah you don't make a bracha on. They ask for Chorin Sfiris Omer. Sfiris Omer, according to some opinions, is a mitzvah with a lot of parts, and you're not yotzei until you do all of them out to Tamimus, so why do you make a bracha on Sfiris Omer every night? So I say there's a difference over here. And it's a whole gather of what Seudas really is. The Sfarim say an idea that you could learn what I'm going to tell you from. And that is that really during the week you eat two meals. One at night, one in the day. Okay? To make Shabbos different, you have to eat three meals. It comes out like this, that the first two meals are really not the mitzvah. The first meal is what you regularly eat. And the second meal is what you regularly eat. In order to make Shabbos special, you have to have three meals. But if you don't have the first two meals, you can't have a third one. So it's really the third one that's the mitzvah, but the first two make the third one possible. So by Sfiris HaOmer, every part is a mitzvah, except you don't have the full mitzvah until you do them all. And that can make a broth even on the parts. But here, each part by itself, if you only eat one meal, you don't have a mitzvah through the Shabbos. Because you ate a regular meal, like you eat all the time. If you only ate two meals, you wouldn't have any mitzvah. When you eat the third meal, then all three become a mitzvah, because now you have three. And could be for that reason, the minhag ha'olam is to call the third meal Shalosh Seudas. It's not Shalosh Seudas, it's Seudas Shlishis. It's the third meal. No, that's not true. By eating the third one, now you create three meals that were a mitzvah. Because now it's a bloody mitzvah not clear that you did them become a Shabbos. Because otherwise it's been regular. So it's now it's clear. That's a quote. And that also explains why the third meal you don't have to eat a whole meal. The dieved. For Shabbos Shabbos, the dieved, you don't have to wash, eat mazonos, peiros. Why? And the first meal is for sure you can't be able to say that. Because the whole Indian of the Seudas Shlishis is, it's something more than the two that you normally eat. So you don't need a third whole meal. The first two meals are meals for Shabbos. If you add something, right, that you wouldn't have normally had, then it's Iglaivus Rafeh, the first two words for Shem Mitzvah. So it comes out that you don't have to eat a third meal completely. All you have to do is do more than two meals. That, but the Chakrila is more than if you ate a whole third meal. But the Diabet, you just say Taylor's. We shame that, you've added something, comes out now, that all of them become a mitzvah. Another thing that you can understand with this is that you don't have to make kiddush by Seudas Shlishis. Why? Because the first two meals are normal meals. The only way that you connect them to Shabbos is making kiddush at them. That's the mitzvah of the thing. But the meal itself is a regular meal. But this meal, the fact that it's the third one, is special for Shabbos in itself. You don't do anything extra. You don't make kiddush to make it special. Because I'll say, kol ha'ochel gimel Seudas b'Shabbos mitzvah migimel puranios. Person who's mekayim, right? Shlovas Seudas b'Shabbos. So he's saved from three tzoras. What are those three tzoras? Chevlei Mashiach, Dina Shel Gehenim, and Milchemes Gog u'Magog. The Maharsha explains, what's the connection? Because he says, Yom is a keener for Geula. And Laila is a keener for Tzoras. So it says in the Torah, Yichlu Hayom, Shabbat Hayom, Voshim Tzu Hayom. So these three meals are hinted to in the word Hayom, which is Geula. So because you're mekayim these three yoms, you're nitzo from three lilos of tzoris that will come b'shas the geulos, Mashiach, Gogumago, Yinesho Gehenim, all of those things will be yom for you and not lila. Okay, that's how the Mashiach learns. But in a Yitzchak adds to that, that it says three things are given to Yisurim. And they are, what's it called, Olam Haba, and Chevlim, and what's it called, Eretz Yisrael and Torah. So he says that Gehenim is the Yisurim you have to go through to get Olam Haba. And Chevlim Mashiach is the Yisurim to get Torah, because Mashiach's time, like we said in the Wednesday night shiur, is the ikur of the purpose of Mashiach, that people should be able to learn Torah. So Chevlim Mashiach is to be able to get Torah, and Gogol Magog is to be Zoch and Eretz Yisrael permanently. So he says that a person who is Mekayim, these three yomim, these geulas, is saved from those Yisurim. He doesn't need those Yisurim to get to those three madrigas. The Ian Yaakov says that the three suvas are connected to the neshama Yisurim that a person has on Shabbat. He says a neshama Yisurim, so a regular neshama needs two meals. Neshama Yisurim needs three meals. Or another idea of three meals is connected to the fact that it says there's three that testify on each other. Shabbos is made on Klal Yisrael and the Ribono Shel Olam. Klal Yisrael is made on the Ribono Shel Olam and Shabbos, and the Ribono Shel Olam is made on Klal Yisrael and Shabbos. The three testify to each other. So there's a remnant for that. We eat three meals on Shabbos. And that, to me, I was thinking between these two reasons is that there's a shaila where there's a neshama Yisrael on Yom Tov also. If there is, then there's an Indian to eat Shabbos Shabbos on Yom Tov too. But if the reason is because the three things are made, that doesn't apply to Yom Tov, that only applies to Shabbos. The Bach says another idea in this. He says that Leil Shabbos is connected Shabbos Bereishis. There's three different Shabbos. The Tfilos represent that also. There's Leil Shabbos Kodesh is Shabbos Bereishis, and that's connected Chevlei Mashiach, because Mashiach is part of, it's like the Chevlei Leida. This world, right, was created in 6 days, which is like 6,000 years, and the culmination of this world, the Maisa Bereishis, is Yosha Mashiach. So Chevlei Mashiach is Leil Shabbos Kodesh. Then Yom Shabbos Kodesh is Matan Torah. That's Keneged Gehenim, because Torah saves a person from Gehenim. And Shabbos Mincha is Keneged Shabbos Shel Lasid Lavo, and that's Keneged Milchemes Gog Magog. Okay, so each meal is representative of a different Shabbos, and that Shabbos takes away the Torah that's connected to that thing. Chevlei Mashiach is connected to Bereishit. Gehenim is connected to Torah, and Milchemes Gog Magog connected to what's it called, Lasid Lavo, to Olam Haba. The Maral says that Shabbos is the day of Shlemus. It's the day itself is a day of Shlemus. Not like Yom Tov, where we have to add something. We're the Kaddish the Yom Tov. It's not the day itself that's special. It's what we add to that day. What we did during that day. What happened during that day. But Shabbos itself is intrinsically Shlemus. Right? That's the Hayom. And therefore, what's it called, these Puranios are not things that happen because of sins. They're part of the intrinsic chesaron of the world. Because the world is imperfect, so Mashiach can't come without Chevlei Mashiach, and Gog Magog, and Gehenim is the chesaron, the imperfection of this world, Menelein Adam Tzadik Barzah, Shiach Tov Leechta. These are the natural imperfections. Shabbos is the natural perfection. So somebody who is mechazik and ob ma'anin Shabbos with three suvos, right? He goes against the natural imperfection of the world by being involved in the natural perfection of the world. It cancels out these yisurim. That's what the Maral says. But Yaakov Kamenetsky says, "What's that mekayim shalosh suvos?" First, what's mekayim? He says the whole idea of the three suvos we learn because the people came to Moshe Rabbeinu. And they wanted to know, you know, should they eat the man or save it? Because there was no man on Shabbos. So what should we do? If we eat what we have, who knows if we'll have anything more? The man stopped falling. Moshe Rabbeinu told them, eat it. Don't worry what's going to be in the future. Right? Eat the man now and have the talk and the Rabbanus will take care of you. Even though you didn't, no man until the morning. That's what the Shabbos is all about. Shabbos is about trusting the Rabbanu Shalom. Even if you have to stop working on Shabbos and you're hurting your parnasa, have trust that the Rabbanu Shalom will take care of you. So that's Mekayim Gimel Sudas. You Mekayim that idea that you'll eat in this world, even if you don't know where your next meal's going to come from, you'll be talking that the Rabbanu Shalom will take care of you. Look, adopt the whole hoard of the things that you have for fear that you won't have tomorrow. There's no month, fine. Eat it. Don't worry, the Rabbanu Shalom will take care. Okay. The Rabbeinu Bachya says that eating on Shabbos in the physical world has the counterpart of your neshama eating various milas that are connected to Olam Haba, because Shabbos is made Olam Haba. And the three ideas he says is, at night is Malchus, Shama, right? The Malchus of Torah, of Shabbos is Friday night. Shabbos morning is the Zohar, is Rachamim. And Shabbos Mincha is the Maila Elyona, Mekor HaElyon of Ayin, of the highest level of Kiddusha, the Shabbos Mincha. So therefore, Chevle Mashiach, it appears, has to do with Malchus, because Mashiach is Melech, and before the Malchus can come, you have Chevle Mashiach. So if you're Osik in the Midah of Malchus by eating Friday night, in a physical way, you'll be Zochet to have the power to persevere Chevle Mashiach, or to avoid it. Rachamim saves you from Gehenna, because Gehenna is Makom Hadin, and the Makor Elyon is Gogol Magog. They're people who are going to rebel against God directly, so somebody who has a direct connection with the Rabbanu Shalom is saved from those ones who rebel against the Rabbanu Shalom. Okay, that takes care of Sudas Shabbos. Now Lecha Mishnah. Okay, where do we learn Lecha Mishnah? From the Sedra? It says, Yilkatu, what's it called, Lachtu, B'yom HaShishi, Lecha Mishnah, right, that they took two portions of man on Friday, and the Zeich of that, we have to, have Lecha Mishnah. Now the Taz says it's a mitzvah d'oraisa to have Lecha Mishnah. The fact that we learn it from a pasuk makes it a din d'oraisa. It's a din min haTorah to have Lecha Mishnah. The Magen Avraham argues there's only Rabbanan. And the Bir Alafa says that Rav HaPoskim hold like the Magen Avraham, that Lecha Mishnah is only Derabbanan. That's a little bit of a difficulty. We have a Mandiyama who says that Sudas Shabbos is only Derabbanan. But Lecha Mishnah could be Deraisa. How could that be? If you don't have to eat a Sudah Min HaTorah, how could you have to eat Lecha Mishnah Min HaTorah? So thinking that if I didn't have a chance to see if there's somebody who holds this way and not that way, but even if there is, it's not a kasha. Because it could be that mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah is not necessary to eat it, but to make a zecher to the man by being dotseya on two kikros. That doesn't mean you have to eat. Maybe you just take a little taste, like with a kosher bracha. You only take a little taste. It's not the inyan of drinking it. It's the inyan of making the thing, the bracha, on a kos. So here's the same thing. There's a chiyuv on Shabbos that sometimes we remember the man, so you have to, what's it called, make a bracha on two chalos, but doesn't mean you have to eat them. You have to take maybe a little crumb of them just to be yotzei, that's zeifer. So it's possible that you don't have to eat on Shabbos, min haTorah, but you have to, what's it called, you don't have to eat bread on Shabbos, but you have to make a zeifer at least for the month. So it's not a kasha. But you don't have to make a zecher or a mishnah. If you're doing it, you have to have. It could be. And, but if you do it, you're Makai and an Indian Doraisa. Could be. Okay, there's also a shaila whether women are chayiv and lecha mishnah or not. Some say they are, because Akein HaYubosu HaNeis. They also were part of the Neis of the Mon, and that would only work though if it's a drabana. Because that halacha of Akein HaYubosu HaNeis only applies to Mitzvah Drabbanan, Tosha says. But Mitzvah Doraisa, you need limudim, even though we're Bosu HaNeis, you need a limud to tell me the Chayev in Seder Pesach and the Chilas Matra. It doesn't help Akein HaYubosu, because that's a Doraisa. Mitzvah says that Doraisa, the Pukr, because of Mitzvah says Van Grom, unless you have a special limud. So if Lecha Mishnah be Doraisa, that wouldn't be a good enough reason that women should be Chayev. But women are Chayev, if it's Doraisa, could be the Chayev because all the Inyanim of Shabbos are connected one to the other. Others hold that, what's it called, that women are Potter, and you don't say Akein HaYubosu HaNeis. So Shlomo Kluger says that it's not the Zecher for the Neis that happened that we had Mon on Shabbos. If you're doing it as a avis, but Shabbos is special. That's like any mitzvah. Therefore, women could be parted from. It wasn't the nace of the mom that we're making. The nace of the mom reminds us that Shabbos is special, so you're doing it to show that Shabbos is special. That's like any mitzvah that you do for whatever reason, and the women are parted from it, so it's Eishman Grom. Another Shaila, which we will say again in the end, after we go through from halachas, why is it a zecher to? Because the Mishnah Berurah, in the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, is ma'orer, that they used to eat kugel, what we still do, right, which had a crust on the top and a crust at the bottom and filled in the middle. Zecher l'mon. He said, what is zecher l'mon? On Shabbos, no mon tell. So it's schwer to tell you zecher to the mon of what tell on Friday. It didn't fall on Shabbos. So he says that the idea of zecher l'mon is the mon they're going to eat in Olam Haba. There's mon in Olam Haba. So it could be the same thing with Lech HaMishnah. It's not that they had Lech HaMishnah on Friday. But the whole concept of Lech HaMishnah is we've got to be Olam Haba, we're going to have that kind of Lech HaMishnah. But that's, the Iker Machlokas is the mon, the zecher, to the specialness of Shabbos, that mon does not fall on Shabbos, but falls double on Friday for the sake of Shabbos. So that's something special about Shabbos. Berko b'mon, the kidsho b'mon. Rashi says in Bereishis, right, Berach Hashem, Al-Kain, Berach Hashem, Es Yom HaShabbos, Ha'ikad HaShayu. Berko, b'mon, the kidsho b'mon. He did a bracha that double would fall on Friday for the sake of Shabbos, and the kiddush that didn't fall on Shabbos. So that is the zecher of that. We have two things. For what happened on Friday, it was the Torah of Shabbos. That's one way of learning. Not like the Mishnah Berurah says, but that's why we do it on Shabbos, because it's always for the sake of Shabbos. Or the Netziv says something else. The Netziv says, what's the remez of Lech HaMishnah? The remez of Lech HaMishnah is that it's not that you two things fell on Friday, one you ate Friday, one you ate Shabbos. So on Shabbos you still only had one chelik of mon. You never had two chalakim of mon. He says, no, that's not true. The mailah of what happened Friday was, if you wanted to fast on Friday, you could eat two portions of mon on Shabbos, Friday too. Unlike any other day of the week that you couldn't save from one day to the other. So not only could you eat Shabbos' mon, you could eat Friday's mon too. Which is a symbol that everything you do in this world, you can really save for Olam Haba. Do it for the sake of Olam Haba, you'll have double portion Olam Haba, this world and the next world. Don't do it for the sake of this world. Take Fridays and save it for Shabbos. So, therefore, on Shabbos, we could have had two halakim. Right? So, therefore, what is it a zecher to? Is it a zecher to the double portion of mon you could have had on Shabbos and eaten on Shabbos? Or is it the zecher to the double portion of mon that they collected on Friday? But in a chanami, you couldn't have eaten a double portion of mon on Shabbos. Okay? Nakamina would be, you have to eat both of them. If the zecher is for the two portions of mon you could eat on Shabbos, then maybe you have to eat for both of them. Right? But if it's only an inyan, what's it called, of remembering the two that you gathered, then there's only an inyan to be both seya on two things. You have to eat both of them because you never could eat both of them at one time. One was on Friday, one was on Shabbos. Elamai, the Lakita. So therefore, all you have to do is make a bracha and be both say on one of them. We'll see that there's machlokas in if you have to be both say on both or not, right? Could be that's a machlokas between Rashi and the Rashba. Where they learn the Sugi and Shabbos over there on Kuf Yud Zayin, whether you have to be both say on both challahs, cut them both, or just cut one. Okay? Rashi holds only cut one, the Rashba holds that you cut two. And the Bach, the Gra, and the Rashba all hold you cut two. But they still say, Polzek Rashi, that you also call that you only cut one. And even though the Mishnah Berurah says it's better to cut both of them, but the Minig Ha'olam is only to cut one. That's the Minig that almost everybody has. And, could be that Shaila, where you have to cut both. And the Mele eat from both, or only cut one and eat from one, is totally in the Shaila, what the thing is. We'll see there's a lot of other things that are totally in the Shaila, I think, also. Okay, first, now you need two whole challahs. That's what's brought down. The Torah Tmima says, because if you have a piece, that's called Lechem Oni. A full thing is Simcha, and Shabbos need Oned, so Lechem Mishnah has to be in a way that's only Shabbos, which is a whole thing. The Tzanzer Rebbe says, the Klosenberger Rebbe says, that it's a Kovet HaBrach, it's not Lechem Mishnah. Lechem Mishnah could be also with two pieces too. That's also Lechem Mishnah. Lechem is even, it brings rayas from sugyas, that even Parus is called Lechem. Right? Even if it's broken up. But so he says, but that's covered of the bracha. You should have a whole one. But it's not the din of lecha mishnah. And also he says another idea that all the hachavas for Shabbos should be double. So it doesn't have to necessarily be double complete. It could be double not complete, right? But minatora is good even if it's a nice piece. And the Rabbanan said you have to have a whole one. Okay? Or another reason, Rahoris Nosson said it's not true. Lechem is not called lechem unless it's whole. A piece of lechem is not called lechem. Only if it's complete. So Shaila now is, are you yotze with something that came, so something came to the table, right? It had to be, it should be whole. Okay? And if it came to the table whole and you cut it off, that's not called a shalin anymore. It was shalin, now it's not shalin, now you can't use it for lechem mishnah. What happens though if it came to the table as a piece? Is that called a shalin? That doesn't have to be completely whole. It has to be in something that you have two things of the way it came to the table. And the tziv in Meshuv Dover says that if you cut it before you brought it to the table and you brought two slices to the table, you can make lechem mishnah on two slices. As long as that's the way it came to the table. The Lahoris Nosson says no, it's not called lechem mishnah, it has to be whole. Can't make lechem mishnah with slices. What happens if it's missing something? It's not completely whole. Okay? Missing a little bit. So the Shari Tshuva brings on the Machlokas, the Rosh, and the Re, whether something is missing up to 148, which is the Shear of Chala, right? What's it called? It could be still considered whole. According to the Rosh, if it's less than 148 of the total thing that's broken off, it's still considered a shalim. According to the Re, that's not considered a shalim, unless it looks, it's so minute that you don't notice it, that it's something missing. Like, sometimes you have a chal, a little bit of the crust fell off or whatever, still looks like a whole roll. You wouldn't say it's a chos. If it's broken, you could put a toothpick in and make it look again like it's whole. That's also called whole. Some hole that you could re-bake it and make a little piece was pulled off, put it back in the oven, let that piece get brown, and now it looks whole again. That's good enough. What happens if you have a part of the bread that's burnt? So you're not going to eat that. You're going to take it off. So then we say, kol ha'omei glachto techotokdomi. That if you're going to cut it off because you don't eat charcoal, right? So it's like it's cut off already, that you can't count that piece as whole. What if the challahs were baked together, stuck together? Some hold you could be also lechem mishnah even when they're still stuck together. They're still considered two, not one. Because they're only to be pulled apart. Others hold that if you pull them apart, you still could be yotzei, even though a little bit is pulled from one to the other. That's the normal way of that they're baked to be like that. That's called the shalim. The Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that even though you could put a toothpick to hold two pieces together and be called whole, but if you have cut bread in a plastic bag, which holds them together, that's not called whole, because the mice, you can see that it's pieces, right? It's not, it's not like the bag sticks it together. Some hold that you need at least a roll that's a kezias, and some say at least a roll that's a kebeya to be yotzei lechem mishnah, and others hold no, even a little pebble kind of roll, as long as it's whole, that's also called lechem mishnah, but the chatzilah should have a kezias or a kebeya. Reb Chaim Palagi has an interesting halacha. He says that both challahs should be equal, same. This is lechem mishnah. Whenever it's a shnayim, it means they should be similar. However, the Tzitzel Yezra holds there's no such thing, and they could be, you could have one little one and one big one, or whatever, it's no problem. And that's the meaning of holding for sure. Now, there's another side. What about something you can't eat right now? Can you be tzarif that for lechem mishnah? Like, for instance, you don't eat matzah 30 days before Pesach, and you have a roll, right, on Chof Adar, and you have a box of matzahs. Can you be mitzarif a matzah to left for lechem mishnah, even though you can't eat it? Because of minute. Or Erev Pesach, that chal the Shabbos, and you want to mitzarif a matzah to your bread for lechem mishnah. You can't eat the matzah, you're not allowed to eat it. That's also tea. Here it's not just your minute, it's also tea. Or you're having a fleshik meal, right, and you have a milchika roll, right, which you're allowed to have them under certain conditions. So can you be mitzvah of that for lechem mishnah? No, you can't eat it at this meal. So some hold that you can be mitzvah of all these things, right? And some hold not. Machlokas. Okay, we'll see one second what's probably in. Another thing. What happens if you're allowed to eat it, but you physically can't eat it? It's frozen. Can you use a frozen challah? So somehow, well, a frozen challah you can really cut up into little pieces and eat the little pieces, even if it's frozen. Others hold it, if it will thaw out by the end of the meal, is good enough. Others hold it, it'll never thaw out. Lamaisa, it's edible, right? You can't eat it for polo, but it's an edible kind of thing. You're allowed to use it for lechem mishnah. The minig olam is to use the mitzar frozen things for lechem mishnah. Another shayla. And it could be one is worse than the other. One is that this is food, just you can't eat it right now. The other one is that the frozen thing is baklava food. Nobody can eat it. Well, maybe not. Since this thing is eventually will be eaten, and if you could eat it, it's just physically that you can, maybe that's better than something that's osur to eat or whatever. Something is mamash osur. You can't use tray for bread for lechem mishnah, because that's not food, and it's not edible, and it's not nothing. Talking about where it's basically edible, but not now for you. Another shayla. Can you use what's it called? Challah she'ula. Borrow somebody else's challah. You're not allowed to eat it because it's gzeira. You can eat it. Because you're sitting with somebody else's. So it could be over here you're not allowed to eat it. So it's no good. Could be not. You could eat it if you ask the person permission. So it is good. Okay. Pasam obakistin. What if you're using what's it called? Cake. You have to have lechem mishnah. So here there's three different things. If you're being koveya suda on cake and treating it like bread, then you have to have lechem mishnah of cake. You have to have two cookies or something that's shoved. If you're koveya suda on bread, and one of the tzara for cookie is lechem mishnah, that you can't do. You can't use, together with bread, cake as lechem mishnah. But if you're only eating cake, and you're doing it to be koveya suda, then you have to have lechem mishnah because the cake becomes the bread. What happens if you're not koveya suda? Make kiddush, and what's it called, that a kiddush. You have to take two cookies and make a brach on two of them, or since the minig ha'olam is not to be makdir on lechem mishnah in that kind of situation, and the minchas yitzchok says, because of that, you shouldn't do it the rabin, because it's nezdik yehura. You look like you're a big balgaiva, I'm going to have lechem mishnah, nobody else does it. So if you want to do it privately, you can, but not publicly. And there is an opinion that says that you, what's it called, should have lechem mishnah even from two cookies. Even if you're not being koveya suda, you're just eating the zonos, you should have lechem mishnah. Okay, at Friday night, you cut the bottom challah, according to most opinions, in order not to be ein mavir nala mitzvahs, you hold the challah closer to you, right? And if you don't cut both of them, you only cut one, then it could be there's no shayla of ein mavir nala mitzvahs. If you cut both, then the first one to be cut should be the one closer to you, so you should hold the bottom one closer to you. And all the other times, Yontif and Shabbos morning and Shabbos Shuvah, you always cut the top one. And again, I saw somewhere, and that's what I do, when I can't find it for the life of me anywhere, that when you cut the bottom one Friday night, you cut it from bottom up and not from top down. But Lamaisa, I know I saw that somewhere, and I've been doing it for years and years, and I can't find where I saw it. I don't see anybody else ever did it, so could be I made a mistake. But in any case, that's the way I'm doing it. And not that you do the bottom. Rav Shabbos, always the bottom, no matter what. Okay, now this shayla that we started with, you can see all the things. Is the man, is the lechem mishnah, zecher to the man that fell on Friday too? But not that you ever ate two omrim of man. Or, like the Nitzuv says that you could say, and a lot of these shaylas that we just mentioned are totally in that. For instance, there's a shayla like this. Let's say somebody isn't yotze with the bracha of hamotzi of the person who's making the motzi. He wants to make his own motzi. So he's not mechavin to be yotze, right? Or the motzi didn't know he's there, he doesn't mechavin to be motzi him. Okay? So he's mechavin to be motzi him in lechem mishnah, but not in the bracha. Are yotze lechem mishnah or not? So it depends. If the ikur inyan is the cutting, that's the zecher, like the lakita saman, not the eating, then that could be make a shliach to cut for me, right? Cut, please be my shliach and cut lechem mishnah for me. You can do that. It's a maisa, right? And therefore, I can make you my shliach to cut the lechem mishnah for me, even though I'm going to make my own bracha on the thing. But I was yotze the zecher of man, because you are my shliach to cut it, even though I'm going to make my own bracha. And it is brought down like that in the Ber Moshe, whatever such an idea. They by Hasidim, the women don't eat in the same room as, and they usually don't hear the brachas of Motzi. They make their own Motzi when they're sent the peace.
But the Chayyim not Moshe Yotzei Lechemishah. So Shaila with the women, Chayyim Lechemishah. Now, the Rebbe Moshe says, no, what happens is they make the person, the Shliach, to be Botseya for them, and even though they don't make the bracha. That's very nice if the whole thing is a Betziah. The thing is, the bracha on eating Lechemishah, then you can't make somebody a Shliach. That's a Mitzvah Shiva Gufo. Unless you Shomei Ka'ona, you hear the bracha, and it's like you made the bracha. So that would be one thing that's totally in that. Another thing would be, you have to be able to eat it. All these silos. If the idea is eating Lecha Mishnah, right, then you have to be able to eat both of them. But if the idea is just being Botseya on two things as a Zecha, as long as the thing is conceivably edible, that's good enough to be a Zecha, right? Another thing would be, you need two whole things, or even two portions would be enough. Why? So if the idea is to remember the two full portions of Mar Nefel on Friday, then the Chari should need two whole ones, because that's the Zecher. But if the idea is what you could have left over for Shabbos, who said you're going to leave over the whole thing for Shabbos? Right? Maybe you leave over a portion from Friday. Some you eat on Friday, some... The issue is that you could leave something over. So you don't need necessarily two whole things. Even two portions would be enough as a Zecher, the fact that you can have more than one on Shabbos. You could have two portions, not after two whole portions, but even the fact you could have even a little bit extra on Shabbos is something special, because you could never do that in any other day of the week. So that's enough then, and the Nesiv then would be Lishitaso. The Nesiv who holds that the Zecher is for what was you could leave from Friday to Shabbos holds you don't need two whole pieces. You know, two pieces is enough also. Another Nachtamina would be, do you need them to be the same? If it's a Zecher for the two Omen that fell on Friday, then there's a smarter to say you need two same Chalas to remember the two Omen, they were the same. But if it's what you can leave over for Shabbos, doesn't necessarily have to be the same. You can leave over a portion of Friday, and Shabbos is a whole portion, so then that weren't the same to begin with. So maybe you don't need them the same either. Okay, that's more or less what I would have said here, Shabbos.